I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Hanukkah Castle returns to her native Oregon from the Boston area, bringing her eclectic fiddle trio to the Jaqua Concert Hall in Eugene tonight and to a house concert in Bend tomorrow night, merging Scottish traditions and other musical influences. She's out touring behind her most recent CD, Dot the Dragon's Eyes. And live in the studios with us at KLCC, Hanukkah Castle, along with Mike Block on cello and Christopher Lewis on guitar. Nice to see you all.
Nice to see you too.
Glad you could make it over from the coast. A little bit of a journey there, I guess. Huh?
Yeah. I grew up on the coast, and it's always fun to go all those windy roads to get over to Eugene.
Well, I hope you had a nice show in Bandon last night. That's where you were, yes?
It was totally great. It was the homecoming concert. My mom puts it on. My sister runs sound. My dad sells CDs. So it's pretty exciting.
A little bit different than Boston, perhaps, yes?
Yeah, although I've lived in Boston now for 17 years, and it is definitely feeling like home, too.
Well, nice to have you home in another sense, too. So what's the first song you want to dive into here?
I think we'll just go ahead and play the title track from the CD. It's called Dot the Dragon's Eyes. Christopher's going to kick it off.
Hanukkah Castle live in the KLCC studios along with Mike Block on cello and Christopher Lewis on guitar. The title track to the new release, Dot the Dragon's Eyes. They'll be live at the Jaqua Concert Hall of the John G. Shedd Institute for the Arts tonight at 7:30 in Eugene and also at 7:30 tomorrow in a house concert in Bend. Well, I'm always curious about titles for instrumental songs especially. So where does Dot the Dragon's Eyes come from?
Well, I've spent a bunch of time in China. I actually lived in Shanghai for 3 months a couple years ago. And this title is I can't believe I'm going to say this on the radio. I'm speaking Chinese on the radio. It's a four-word phrase from China that is pronounced Hua Long Dian Jing. It's translated to Dot the Dragon's Eyes. And it comes from a story that says when an artist is painting a dragon, the last thing he does is dot its eyes, and then the dragon comes to life. So a Chinese person would use this phrase to describe putting the finishing touches on something on a piece of art or a piece of music. And I liked that.
That's an interesting touch. I like that, too. It's China must be an interesting place and very different musically from the Scottish styles for which you're most known. What did you get influenced by musically in the time in China?
Well, I had some great opportunities over there to play with an arhu player, which is this two-stringed Chinese instrument. I learned a few Chinese folk songs, and actually, Mike Block over here plays quite a bit more Chinese music than I do. I was mostly just playing Scottish music in Shanghai, but he actually tours with Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Ensemble and plays traditional Chinese music quite a bit.
You do have two very accomplished gentlemen with you here in the studio, so why don't you finish introducing your band to us since we're on the topic?
And, well, that's Mike Block on cello.
Hello.
And over here on guitar is Christopher Lewis, and he and I met at the Berklee College of Music several years ago.
Hello.
Boston really seems to be, the Boston area seems to have a great, vibrant folk music scene. Why do you think it's such a hotbed for such styles? Do you have any idea?
I actually think the music schools, Berklee College of Music and New England Conservatory, definitely contribute to the scene there. There's so many young musicians coming in with all these, you know, new ideas, and Berklee especially is really encouraging different kinds of music. They actually have a whole the American Roots program there now, headed by Matt Glazer, where there's all this Americana bluegrass music being explored. And there's also a really great folk venue there called Club Passim that totally generates interest and audiences and community, and I think the mixture of those two things provides a pretty great music scene.
Hanukkah Castle, live in the KLCC studios with Mike Block and Christopher Lewis, live tonight at the Jaquit Concert Hall in Eugene and in a house concert in Bend tomorrow, both beginning at 7:30 p.m. What's the next tune you want to drop into?
I think we'll play something slow. We'll play a tune that I wrote in China, actually, and it's called The Captain. And Mike Block will kick this one off.
Thank you.
Hanukkah Castle live in the KLCC studios with Mike Block on cello and Christopher Lewis on guitar on a song called The Captain that in studio version appears on Hanukkah Castle's new release, Dot the Dragon's Eyes. The trio will be live in concert at the Jaqua Concert Hall in Eugene tonight at 7:30 and in a house concert in Bend tomorrow at the same time as well. Well, Hanukkah, how does a girl on the Oregon coast get so deeply into Scottish fiddle styles? Is that a family thing?
No, not really. I have a little bit of Scottish heritage, but that didn't really drive the music. I grew up playing Texas-style fiddle, which is actually very big in Oregon. Actually, even right around here in Corvallis, you have a bunch of all-stars like Alex Hargraves and Star McMullen and Amy Thomas. There's a bunch of great fiddle players that came from Corvallis playing Texas-style fiddle. And in that scene, I was taking from a woman in Portland named Carol Ann Wheeler. Great fiddle player, champion. And she, right when I started taking from her, had met Alistair Fraser, this great Scottish fiddle player. And she kept encouraging me to go to his camps. And I was like, no, you know, I don't want to play Scottish music. I don't like that. but she encouraged me to enter a Scottish fiddle contest. And I won it. And I got a scholarship to study with Alistair and Buddy McMaster on the Isle of Skye in Scotland. So, my little town of Port Orford, Oregon, kind of helped raise the money to fly me over there. I did a concert and flew over there when I was 15 and went back 5 times to study with them every summer.
How unexpected our life paths can be, yes.
Yeah.
What characterizes that Scottish style for those who are not familiar as opposed to the Irish style or the Texas style, for example?
Well, both Scottish and Irish music, in contrast to the Texas style, are really based on dancing. Like there's the jig, the strathspey, and the reel in Scottish music. Those are the three main dance forms. And, you know, between the Irish and Scottish styles, I think there's very different grace notes and really a different feel. Sometimes I describe Scottish music as being kind of like jagged, like the highlands of Scotland, like kind of rising high and falling. And I think of Irish music as sloping a little bit more, kind of like the gently rolling hills. You can even think of, you know, the difference in the accents, the Scottish accent and the Irish accent.
So what's the shape of the third song you're going to share with us then?
Well, I think we'll play a jig into a reel, actually. And these are two more tunes that I've written. And the first one's called Katrina McCoy's Jig. And the second one is called Mrs. Joy Scream. Thank you.
Hanukkah Castle in trio in the KLCC studios with Christopher Lewis on guitar and Mike Block on cello. They'll be live tonight at 7:30 in the Jaquick Concert Hall of the John G. Shedd Institute for the Arts in Eugene. Then tomorrow night, they'll be live at 7:30 in a Bend House Concert. Information about the Eugene Show online at theshedd.org. Information about the Bend House Concert at 541-550-8711. You can also get all the information on Hanukkah Castle's website at HanukkahCastle.com. Such a pleasure to have you in the studio today. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.